Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of The Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to The Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Scary mysteries, twisted news, $1.2 billion museum heist, and bad teacher. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. For this week, we'll look into one of Europe's most lucrative museum heists of all time and an utterly terrifying teacher out in Germany. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. $1.2 billion museum heist. On the morning of November 25, 2019, the world was shocked to hear the news that a group of thieves had successfully carried out a brazen heist at Dresden's Green Vault, which is one of the world's oldest museums. Founded in 1723, it hosts a collection of priceless treasures coming in from all parts of the world, and in a matter of minutes, these thieves got away with an unbelievable fortune. In the early hours of Sunday, November 25th that year, the street lights around the Dresden Green Vault Museum in Dresden, Germany, suddenly went off after someone, probably one of the criminals, set fire to an electrical junction box. With the attention veered towards the streets, the group of thieves took this window of opportunity to let themselves into the establishment by cutting through a metal grate that covers a window and then breaking the glass. Two people reportedly entered the museum's jewelry room, where one of them shattered the display cases using an axe. They then ransacked three full sets of early 18th century royal jewelry collections, each set consisting of 37 items. These items were made up of precious stones like diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and sapphires. Authorities estimated the worth of the stolen goods to reach 1 billion euros, or 1.2 billion US dollars. The security officers on duty that day spotted the burglars via CCTV cameras, and they called for the cops, who arrived shortly after. It was only a few minutes that had passed between the time that the burglars broke into the museum and the police arriving at the scene. But much to everyone's disappointment, there wasn't a single trace of evidence that the thieves left behind other than the camera footage. Eventually, more police units arrived at the scene and about 20 patrol cars were dispatched throughout Dresden looking for the getaway car. That vehicle was believed to be an Audi A6 sedan. After another few minutes had passed since they arrived at the scene, investigators were notified that a vehicle of the same make and model was burning in a nearby underground garage. Once again, authorities were outpaced by the criminals who vanished into thin air, or in this case, disappeared amidst the thick burning smoke. Dresden police scoured the museum to find further clues about the heist. Unfortunately, nothing substantial could help them point to the whereabouts of the thieves or who they were. If there's any consolation to the tragedy, a local tabloid confirmed the news that the perpetrators weren't able to take all of the precious items from the jewelry room, as some of them were tied down into the fabric of the display cases. Most importantly, the crown jewel of the collection, the 41-carat Dresden green diamond, was at the time out on loan to New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, so that too was spared. Close to exactly 1 year since the heist happened, the German police announced the arrest of three suspected members of a crime syndicate who were believed to be responsible for the Green Vault fiasco. This came after a task force composed of around 2,000 officers from both federal special forces and local law enforcement agencies simultaneously hit at least 18 locations around Berlin. Plenty of apartment doors were knocked on, as well as garages and even vehicles being searched during the operation. Amidst this encouraging development, authorities are still on the lookout for the two 21-year-old companions of the three aforementioned suspects. Police also failed to retrieve the stolen gems, which, according to reports, were uninsured. The three arrested individuals were only identified as German citizens. Two of them are 23 years old and one is 26. Prosecutors said the trio, along with the missing two who are still at large, are members of the Remo clan, a Lebanese mafia whose other members were caught and jailed for the theft of the Big Maple Leaf a few years back. The Big Maple Leaf, or BML, is a set of 6 gold coins, each weighing 100 kilograms. They're worth a total of 4 million Canadian dollars and were produced exclusively by the Royal Canadian Mint. In March of 2017, the group stole one of the coins displayed from a museum in Berlin, and this item is yet to be recovered as well. Number 2, Bad Teacher. On November 20th, 2020, German police arrested a teacher suspected of murder and even worse, cannibalism. The suspect, 41-year-old elementary school teacher identified only as Stefan R., was believed to have murdered a man he met on a dating site before proceeding to eat his remains. The arrest came after authorities received a report of human fleshless bones discovered in a Berlin park on November 8th. And more importantly, the bones had bite marks in them that upon further inspection proved to be made by human teeth. Investigators were able to link the remains to one Stefan Trogisch, an electrical mechanic who had been missing since September of that same year. With the aid of sniffer dogs, authorities were eventually led back to the home of Stefan R., and upon arriving at his home, police were greeted with a huge amount of incriminating evidence. There they found a bone saw with the blade still smeared with human blood. They also found 55 pounds of sodium hydroxide. This chemical is used to make soap, of which the suspect mentioned as the reason why he purchased the ingredients. But it's also a substance that is known to be able to break down the remains of a human body. They also found traces of blood around the apartment. A forensic test was made, and once again, it was determined to be the victim's blood. With all that stacked up against him, police proceeded to arrest Stefan R. on charges of murder and the defilement of a corpse. Authorities obtained messages exchanged between the alleged killer and the victim on a gay dating app called Planet Romeo. The Berlin-based social network for gay, bisexual, and transgender people is popularly used by millions around the world, and it was determined that the man and the victim agreed to meet through that. The prosecution also found out that the killer had a morbid obsession with cannibalism. Most of his online searches were geared towards the topic, and while it wasn't succinctly stated whether or not the victim shared his killer's interest in cannibalism, they couldn't entirely rule out the possibility that this is yet another case of consensual cannibalism in Germany. The previous case in question belongs to that of Armin Muse. Muse, a former computer repair technician, first gained international notoriety for killing and eating what he claimed to be a voluntary victim back in 2001. In his defense during his trial, the so-called Rottenberg cannibal said that his victim answered his online call for a young man willing to be slaughtered and to be consumed. In a completely separate case in 2015, yet another instance of voluntary cannibalism occurred. This time it involved a German police officer who was also later on convicted of murdering a man he met on an internet forum for cannibalism. Like Muse, the police said that his victim had actually fantasized about being eaten. However, there was no evidence that could prove the suspect's claim. So there were two of the most shocking and grisly stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you like this video, then please subscribe, because every week we're putting out new mysterious videos for you to check out. And make sure to listen to the Scary Mysteries in Everytown podcast as well for more chilling stories. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.